Hey, hello out there, Pinkerton Academy. It's Mr. Constant and
Mrs. Bernard
coming to you from the Salt Marsh Library with our new updated version of our podcast that we're going to refer to as
the Astro Blast Podcast.
How about that? We killed that. And we are joined today with a special guest, Jacob Albert, football player, baseball player, and very strong academics go his way as well. Jacob, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Glad to have you aboard.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So I think we wanted to start by just talking about the fact that, you know, we're going to kind of change this up for our five listeners from last year. You may know us from the Freshman Friday podcast, but now...
Right. Mrs. Bernard and I split up. We're in different offices now, and we no longer are the freshman administrators. I'm still with the freshmen, and Mrs. Bernard is with the seniors. So we figured it's from freshmen to seniors. It's a whole school-wide concept now, and we want to really focus on everything Astro. And the Astro Blast podcast is born.
Yeah, so
you
cool.
are witness to that right now. It's awesome.
We're going viral.
Yeah. We're going to get six listeners now.
We are. Yeah. And so with that, if anybody has any topics that they'd like us to cover, interesting people that we could interview, I don't know if it's going to get better than our guest here. It's really hard to top Jacob. Yep, but please, you know, shoot us an email, A. Bernard. Or R Constant with a K at PinkertonAcademy.org. And tell us what you think. Like, give us some ideas because we're open. Yep. We're excited.
We're an open book.
We are. So we're excited. So with that, we wanted to talk about first just how the start of the year went, right? So maybe we talk to Jacob about
Sure. Jacob, you are a senior now, correct?
Yes, I am.
So you came on the second day of... what we used to call orientation, but we really want to refer to as opening day. What did you think about opening day this year?
It was kind of surreal to finally be a senior. Yeah. I mean, it kind of jumps at you the first day, like, oh, wow, senior year. So I think that was the main point of opening day for me was wow, I'm it's already senior year.
Yeah,
you drive
it's
up
reality.
And park in that lot, and you're like, wow, this is happening.
Was it nice to get to meet your teachers? I know it was only for 15, 20 minutes, but you got to meet each of your teachers for both red and white day. Was that helpful?
Yeah, it's definitely helpful to be able to just meet your teachers sooner. You're going to come see when the school starts finally.
Yeah,
right. I have a question for you. How does it feel now? So you've been here. This is your fourth year at Pinkerton, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've kind of been through it all as far as, it's been a wild ride these last four years with
sure
COVID
has.
And in and out of school. And you started fully in school as a freshman. And so what does that feel like now being a senior and I guess sort of being back to normal?
Yeah, it's almost like time flew by. I mean, because... freshman year started, everything was normal, and then everything for the past up until now feels like it was just blown by.
Right.
So it almost feels like it sped up even faster.
Right.
Not being able to be in school all the time.
I know, huh?
I do feel like this year is as close to back to normal as we can possibly be. I feel like it's a normal school setting.
Right.
Back to what it was your freshman year.
And speaking of that, so you're on the football team.
Mm-hmm.
And what position do you play?
Running back and corner.
Yeah. And I hear you're quite good, according
He's
to the news.
He's all right. So let me review the first play of the game on Friday night. It was a kickoff, probably taken around the 10 by Jacob Albert, and he proceeded to take it all the way to the house, correct?
That was actually Matt Morrison.
Oh, Matt Morrison. I'm sorry. It was Jake Albert blocking on that play.
Okay.
You're right. I'm sorry. I was all set for that.
Yeah.
Jacob did some other great things, too. You did score a touchdown, though, correct?
I didn't actually.
Wow. Where's my memory?
He called the game too. You know that?
Yeah. Do you know that's me up there announcing?
Yeah.
I have fun doing that. That's a ball.
So what was that like, first game at Pinkerton and the fans and for the year?
It's nice to have the fans. We have a really good fan section, student section, and just fans as a whole, parents who support too. So it's nice to get back to Pinkerton and finally be able to feel that, especially during the past two like years, it's kind of been iffy about like fans and attendance and stuff like that. So it was definitely good to like get back on the home field.
Certainly time to shout out to the Astro Machine.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking the same thing. I think it's a perfect time to chat about that a little
bit. Great support from them. And if you kind of feel like you want to come out to a game, certainly join up with the Astro Machine. They really do a nice job of getting out and supporting not just football, but all our sports. I think they were even at bass fishing last week.
Amazing. I know. I feel the energy when I go to different sporting events that the student body is bringing. And it hasn't been like this in a really long time.
Totally agree.
And do you feel it even being out there on the field? Can you feel the support?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
I think it's really brought the school together in such a positive way. And I have to say, you know, listening to the students, I mean, my role is making sure that students behave. I feel like our student body is coming at it in such a positive sportsmanlike way. And so I'm really proud of what they're doing for the most part.
I did have to make an announcement, though.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they were kind of being rough on the Goffstown team.
And so we want to keep it.
They booed me, by the way. It was definitely worth booing me.
Generally speaking.
I threw the old winning is for a day, but sportsmanship for a lifetime at them.
Yeah.
They didn't like that.
So maybe that's a message that's what we want to do.
It wasn't terrible, but I had some parents come to me and were kind of upset about how our kids were. They weren't bad. I mean, I think the language was fine and stuff. It was just that sportsmanship concept, which they typically are very good about that. But I guess it was getting a little bit out of hand. I don't know.
Interesting.
59-6.
So obviously that game went pretty well, right?
Yeah.
What's up next?
Alvern is next.
Okay.
You got Alvern and Londonderry, and then I believe Salem.
Be homecoming. Yeah.
Yeah.
How is that not to look past Alvern, because you never want to look past a team,
right?
But Londonderry, so that's a big game. Obviously, are they strong again this year?
Yeah, it definitely looks like they're strong again.
Yeah,
and we're there. We're away.
We are there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So come out and support for that one. Go to Alvern too. Go watch that game. But definitely want to be there for Mac Plack.
Is Alvern home or away?
Away.
Away. So Friday night away?
Yeah.
All right.
I think we only have four home games. It's a really light home game schedule this year. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely. So speaking of like looking to Londonderry, Londonderry is a special competition for all of us, right? So we know that is Mac Plack. And so what does Mac Plack mean to you as a senior?
I mean, I didn't know much about it coming in because I'm from Pelham, so I didn't know much about it. But when I got here, I realized how big of a deal it was. And on the football side, it kind of like went downhill when I got here. That was like the first year we had lost in like 18 years or something to a football game.
Yeah.
And I think this year is definitely important to me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get that back.
For sure.
Yeah. It's like a special rivalry. And I think for the most part, I'm going to go back and say in a positive way, I coach cross country. And I know that our teams are always respectful of one another, and we look at it like as a strong competition, but we respect them, and we really enjoy that match, that competition.
And I think that's become even stronger of late because of COVID. I think people are just so excited to be able to play again and be out at games again. So I feel like that nastiness to the rivalry is kind of not there like it used to be, which is great. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Do you feel
fact,
that way?
Oh,
I feel that way too. Yeah.
So I remember last year when the Londonderry game ended, and we lost that game, correct? Because I remember there was a kid from Londonderry who had the flag and wanted to post it in the field, which is a turf field.
Not good.
I'm sorry, but it's not going to go in. But I did see some of the football players for Pinkerton were waiting for the Londonderry guys. They were kind of, you know, putting their arm around each other, and they were showing a lot of camaraderie. Because I think you probably played with these guys when you were younger.
Yeah,
I did. I really liked seeing that. That was nice to see.
Yeah, personally, I played with them through middle school. And then eighth grade, there was a trip to Florida. And so, like, all the teams, like, got together and, like, combined.
Oh,
so I played with a bunch of, like, the kids who are seniors now and, like, captains of the team. So.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know. That's great.
That is awesome. And so with that, the lead up to the MacPac competition, which isn't just football, but is all the sports. Mm-hmm. And again, we have a tally to see who wins the MacPac if we win more of the sports, is Spirit Week.
Yep.
And that's the 19th to the 23rd. So I have our topics, our dress up days, our theme days. And I know you all have seen these, most of you anyways, but I'll say again, Monday is Minion Day and Tuesday is Tacky Tourist Anything But a Backpack Day. Wednesday is Country versus Country Club Day. So you can kind of go in either direction. That'll be interesting. Which way will I choose? I'm not sure. And Thursday is Neon Day. And then Friday, classic red and white.
As always on Friday.
The pep rally, which is going to be back to the gym.
Yep.
So that's pretty exciting.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Jake, I want to take this in another direction. Do you go by Jake or Jacob?
Either works.
Either war?
Yeah, either
works. Which do you prefer? I'm just curious.
Jacob.
I have a Jacob. Yeah. I have a son named Jacob. So, Jacob, well, you are not just a football player, but you're also a very good baseball player. Which sport do you prefer?
Baseball.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're a center fielder.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been clocked speed-wise, like when you do the 40? What do you run the 40 in? Do you know?
I don't know the 40. I know my 60.
Okay.
So my 60 is a 6.5.
Wow. That's fast.
Yeah.
That is fast. Good for you. So what's your plan for next year? Are you set yet for next year?
Yeah, I recently committed to Merrimack.
Oh, cool.
You did?
Yeah.
Too?
With Cole?
Yeah.
You and Cole are going together.
Guess we'll who else together. Went to Merrimack?
Who would that be?
That would be me.
Ah.
Yeah.
Did you play baseball there?
I did not, but I ran through 4 years of cross country.
Awesome.
We ran, yeah, hello, won 3 championships with
good
my team.
You.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. I had such a great experience there. Good
That's
for you.
That's great. Yeah, good for you. Congratulations. You. I did not know that. That's awesome.
Either.
I knew about Cole, but I did not know about you. So you're center fielder for the Merrimack. What's a Merrimack? What's their mascot?
Warriors.
Yeah.
Ooh, the Merrimack Warriors. Mm-hmm. You know what I know about Merrimack?
What?
Fuddruckers.
Oh, I don't even know if they're still there.
I don't know either.
For
but
people
I
that
we
don't know, it's like a burger.
Time.
It's a burger and fry joint. Yeah, it's not bad. It's literally right across the street.
It's so good.
When you're a poor college student, you don't even go there. So it was a big night for me with Sal's Pizza and a movie that I used to rent. So, I'm totally dating myself now. So let's talk about school for a second. So you are going to Merrimack. Okay. So you're committed for baseball?
Yes.
And do you know what you're going to study?
Yeah, probably sports management.
Okay.
And something around that field.
Awesome.
I think my goal is just to try and stay in sports, so I'll enjoy what I'm doing when I'm older.
Yeah.
Good for you.
That's great. Good for you.
Yeah. Good school, so you obviously are strong academically, as I said when I introduced you, so that's great. It is great to have a balance. Sports are very important, but so are your grades. So kids, study up.
So clearly, I know that you're not somebody to toot your own horn or anything, but you're, you know, doing all the right things. You're moving towards college. You're really a strong athlete, strong student. Do you have advice for our listeners about just being at Pinkerton, being a student, like anything that you've taken away?
Take advantage of what we have at Pinkerton. It would be my advice. There's so many things that you just don't get like at other schools. And to take advantage to help you get ready for college is definitely what I would say.
Very
nice.
Well said,
yeah,
right?
For sure. What, Jacob, over the years, what's been your favorite class or subject matter?
Favorite class? Well, Algebra 2 last year was pretty fun with Mr. Toro. Mr. Toro's a good
Shout
teacher.
Out to the hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've liked a lot of classes. I've had a lot of good
teachers.
That's good.
That's good to hear. That's really good to hear.
This is a pretty special place,
right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
So with that, you know, we put you on the spot here, and maybe you already answered the question, but we'll ask anyways. We always ask if you have a shout-out for anybody at school, and it doesn't have to necessarily be a teacher, but just anybody that you'd like to give special, like, thanks to or, I don't know, recognition to or anything like that.
Oh, well, I guess thanks to Cole for following me here, and we kind of got through this, like entered freshman year together, coming from different towns, and now we're going to carry on into college as well, so
right?
I guess
you two are
two of my favorite students here at Pinkerton. I'll tell you, you stood out right away that freshman year.
You did.
We could tell that you guys were good eggs doing good things, and I'm glad that you guys were able to find each other and support each other, and we're proud to have you as part of our Pinkerton community for sure.
And I certainly echo that sentiment. These guys are awesome. Jake Albert, phenomenal student, and Cole as well. It's been a pleasure having those guys here.
Oh, my gosh.
Have a strong senior year.
Yeah. And I think we've probably taken up more of Jake's time in his English class than we need.
He probably should go back and learn something.
Right, right. Yeah. So until next week.
Yep. Hey, we're signing off. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you.